Well, the Coalition may have been hoping to end the school funding wars with its announcement to boost the non-government education sector yesterday. But it has kicked off a new war of words with the states and some leading industry figures. One high-profile critic is Professor Adrian Piccoli, the director of the Gonski Institute for Education at the University of New South Wales, who has called the move pathetic. Professor Piccoli was also Education Minister in the New South Wales Coalition Government for just under 6 years, and he joins me now. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks, Patricia.
So as we just heard, you were quick to describe this announcement as pathetic. You also said there's nothing fair or Christian about it and that it's throwing money at the powerful and the well-connected. Now, given your old party affiliations, you were in this coalition government in New South Wales. I assume you chose those words carefully.
I did choose them carefully, and that's because I care a lot about education. I've spent a lot of time, obviously, as a former minister, and I care, obviously, about the future of the country. That's why I think it's pathetic and disappointing. Yes, I am a National Party member. I've been a member of a coalition government. I want the federal coalition government to win, but I still have a responsibility to speak my mind. And on this move is indeed pathetic. It's so blatantly a political fix instead of being what it should be, which is a policy fix, that, I mean, it's just incredibly transparent. Not a mention of public education. It's simply a matter of keeping noisy interest groups quiet.
Okay, you talk about noisy interest groups, but one of these so-called noisy interest groups is obviously the Catholic schools sector. Now, some of those schools, you know, they're not sort of posh, you know, schools with lush grounds and sort of all sorts of largesse. Some of them are pretty modest schools, and they say that they were going to have to increase fees and ultimately parents were going to pay. Isn't it ultimately an issue of dealing with that issue?
Of course, there are lots of low-fee Catholic schools. I used to represent a country electorate in Western New South Wales. All our schools were either public or those low-fee Catholic schools. But the Catholic schools that the Catholic Education Commission have been most concerned with are ones in wealthy parts of Melbourne and Sydney, because the new funding model meant that those schools would get less funding because the children come from more advantaged families. That's the nature of needs-based funding models. They would get less funding. And so in some of those Catholic schools is where they were concerned the fees are going up. And they say so in their own media releases from yesterday, that was the problem. It was going to have an impact on the fees for schools in wealthy parts of Australia, particularly in the capital cities. That's what's wrong with it. It's not more, you know, we do want to see more support for Catholic schools that support disadvantaged students, but that's not the area of concern from the Catholic Education Commission, certainly not their primary concern.
You've also described the $1.2 billion allocation for specific challenges in the non-government sector as a slush fund. If this is needs-based funding, don't independent schools in drought-affected and regional areas deserve that help addressing their needs to deal with these specific issues?
Well, needs-based funding actually does do that. If you apply the model properly, then schools that service disadvantaged communities, country schools, remote schools, schools that service, you know, low-income communities. A lot of those are in country electorates, including in my former electorates. But this is not directed at that. This is directed at, basically told, you can spend it on whatever you like. One of the suggestions was subsidising farmers to send their children to boarding school. Now, again, I'm not sure that that's the purpose of education funding, to subsidise the cost of sending somebody to a student to a boarding school isn't the idea of funding actually to make the schools that you're bypassing actually better. So if you're sending your children to boarding school because the local Catholic high school or the local government high school is not good enough, surely the idea is actually to make those schools indeed good enough.
Professor Adrian Piccoli is my guest tonight. He was an education minister in the New South Wales government, but now he has a different hat. He is at the Gonski Institute for Education. The man who replaced you as New South Wales Education Minister in January last year is Rob Stokes, and he said the plan is not fair, he won't sign up to it, but it appears that he doesn't need to sign up to it, that the government, the federal government, can do this without New South Wales having an opinion at all. Is that the way it is?
I don't know the detail of what had to be agreed between the states and the Commonwealth, but Rob Stokes is exactly right. He's a very principled politician, and the country needs more of them, people who say what they think. And yes, the Commonwealth may well bypass the state's approval on this, but you know, he still has a significant position in Australian education policy, and he makes the point that it's not fair. He doesn't consider what are the interests of all students. It's only money being thrown at children who go to non-government schools. Now, that's 35% of students across Australia. I was minister, and he is minister for all schools. So there's not a lack of interest in supporting students from non-government schools, but it's a matter of being fair about it and equitable about it. You need to fund schools based on who the students are, not based on what sector they're from. That's what we used to do. That's why we had lots of problems around funding. We've moved a long way to fix that over the last 6 or 7 years. And now with this, we're taking 2 or 3 steps backwards.
Professor Piccoli, thank you so much for your time.
Patricia, my pleasure.
Professor Adrian Piccoli is the director of the Gonski Institute for Education at UNSW. And he was, of course, Education Minister in New South Wales. So peace? Is there peace on the education front? Well, clearly not, because the New South Wales government's not happy. They are a coalition government. And there is certainly disquiet from many people, although the government says it will press on. 0418 226 576 is our text line. What do you make of the new funding model and this deal for Catholic and independent schools?